fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 29th day of March, year of our Lord, 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. If you want to volunteer or do the pledge, just contact me. My email address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Everybody stand, face the flag, gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip of the day, we're going to expand on this. It looks like we may have some time this morning. Please start using the ivermectin protocols. Please do this for yourself. Don't do it for me, obviously. Do this for yourself and for the people that you love, and encourage them to do the same thing. The ivermectin protocols are a free download at my website at thelibertyman.com. I'm going to them right now so that we can talk about this a little bit. And let's see, where are the ivermectin protocols? Okay, that's a good question. Here they are. There's Bill Gates, and there is the, okay. On my website, under the COVID-19 updates in yellow highlighter, the second block of articles and videos, ivermectin dosing protocols. Okay, so here we go. 2 pages. And I do this every morning myself. Now, I'm not at risk. Who's high risk? People who are obese. I'm not obese. People with heart issues. I have no heart issues. People with lung issues. I have no lung issues. So I don't need the ivermectin part of it. The rest of it, however, I do take every day for a prophylactic to help me stay healthy. And here's the, we'll start with the ivermectin part in case you might be high risk. Now, it's 0.2 milligrams per kilogram of body weight. That's what it is. One dose the first day. Second dose 2 days later, 48 hours, and then one dose of the ivermectin every 2 weeks. Now, if you've had an exposure that you know for a fact is, you take 2 milligrams per kilogram of body weight the first day and a second dose in 48 hours. And then you might want to continue that if you are at high risk, one dose every 2 weeks. I don't do that because I'm not at high risk. It's really not an issue for me. Now we'll go down the line from there. Vitamin D3, that's Delta 3, vitamin D3. 1,000 to 3,000 international units a day. Vitamin C is in Charlie, 1,000 milligrams twice a day. Quercetin, I'll do the phonetic spelling on that. It's an unusual word. Quebec, Uniform, Echo, Romeo, Charlie, Echo, Tango, India, November. 250 milligrams a day. Zinc, 50 milligrams a day. And last but not least, take 6 milligrams before bedtime of melatonin. It helps you get drowsy and sleep better. So that's what you do to keep from getting it. That's your prophylactic use. Now, if you do get the COVID, it's a different dosage. And it starts with the ivermectin, 2 milligrams per kilogram of body weight. First dose, you take that, and then you do that for 2 days. And you continue daily until you recovered, maximum 5 days. Don't take the ivermectin for more than 5 days in a row. Next comes vitamin D as in Delta, vitamin D3, 4,000 international units a day. You see that's bumped up quite a bit. Vitamin C as in Charlie, 2,000 milligrams, 2 to 3 times a day. That would be as many as, that would be 4 to 6,000 milligrams total per day. Quercetin, 250 milligrams twice a day. Zinc, 50 milligrams a day. Melatonin, 10 milligrams just before you go to bed. And then something new, aspirin, 325 milligrams a day, unless contraindicated. If you have some issues with aspirin, obviously don't take it. All these items are over the counter. Now, I've had emails and phone calls from people, John, my doctor won't give me a prescription for ivermectin. Why would you go to a doctor for ivermectin? It's not something that's a prescription item, unless you go to a medical doctor, then it becomes that. No, not at all. Amazon.com, you get all the ivermectin you want, like I did. Any farm and ranch supply store, it's over the counter. It's horse dewormer. Now, I got 4 tubes last summer. Thank you, Steve O'Neill, if you're listening. Thank you, Steve. 4 nice big tubes, apple flavored, last summer. Amazon.com, point, point, click, click. It was at my doorstep 3 days later. How about that? Now, the people who put this out, they're the Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance. Now, on the side here, they do things that I think most of us understand are pretty silly. They want you to wear a mask, be 6 feet apart from people, wash your hands frequently. There's nothing wrong with washing your hands. You can't overdo it. Not going to keep you from getting that COVID, though. Now, when I first heard that the social distancing thing came from a 14-year-old high school girl, I thought, no, this can't be true. It turns out it is true. A 14-year-old female high school freshman wrote a term paper. Her father works for, I think it's the National Health Service, connected to the federal government. He read that and he thought, man, this is great. We should make this national policy. So they did. They took the brainchild of a 14-year-old freshman in high school, and they made it national policy. Nothing to do with science. Nothing to do with medicine. It's just a brilliant idea of a 14-year-old high school girl. And we know, of course, that if you do cough or sneeze, that the projectile, that the if there is any COVID-19 in that sneeze or that cough, it'll go 90 feet. It's not going to go 5.5 feet and drop to the floor. No, it's going to go 90 feet, which would mean, well, the end of our society, basically, if we tried to implement that, wouldn't it? Absolutely. And every place I go, there's these plexiglass screens set up between myself and the clerk, whoever it might be. we know that we're fooling those nasty old viruses, don't we? Those viruses know they can't possibly go over, under, or around that plexiglass screen there, don't they? Okay, we'll have open lines this hour. The call number is 512-248-8252. Typically, we have Andy here with EMP Shield, and we talk about EMP Shield, but we're going to do that for a few minutes anyway because he's got something going on right now that's not going to last too much longer, and that's a special sale. So the military, our military, government businesses, they when they want to protect their equipment from lightning and EMP, they buy the EMP Shield devices. So the best discount you can get is at my website at thelibertyman.com, $50 off each unit. And then they have what they call the COVID Relief Ultimate Sale going on right now, which is going to last, I'm going to say, about a week and a half, 2 weeks at the most from today. I'm not sure the end date. I'm not sure they're positive themselves. Up to $80 off in addition to the $50 off. This is the real deal. It is. I first really understood what EMP was, what it could do, back around, I'm going to say 1988 or so. I was at about 33 years ago. And anyway, I went to my mechanic. My daily driver at the time was a 3/4-ton Dodge van, and V8 automatic. It had the tow package on it, so it had a couple of extra features on it that I liked. And I said to my mechanic, "I want you to eliminate, bypass every electrode, transistor, resistor, diode, computer in this truck." And he said, "I can do that," with a smile on his face, and he did. It took him about a week, and he eliminated or bypassed everything in that truck that had a transistor, resistor, diode, or computer. And he made a nice little hand-drawn wiring diagram so that any mechanic in the future could figure out what he had done and make repairs if necessary. Now, that's what I did back then, 1988. You don't need to do that now. You don't need to do that. You can just simply place your order at my website, or if you want to get the discount by making a phone call, because I know some of you don't have computers, I'll give the phone number twice for EMP Shield. 520-512, disregard, 620-412-9978. I say again, 620-412-9978. Tell them when you place your order that you're a listener to the John Moore Radio Show, that you want the EMP Shield device, and the discount is applied automatically when you go to my website. It's just, there was some confusion on that for a while, but we got past the confusion. The coupon code for my radio show is applied automatically. I think it's JRM, Juno Romeo Mike, is applied automatically. So now would be the next week and a half, maybe 2 weeks, the COVID relief sale will be going on, and you can get what you need to protect your car, your truck, your house, your generator, other equipment from both lightning and from EMP. Well, there's a bonus when it comes to lightning, a $25,000 insurance policy on lightning protection for your home and your generator, any other piece of equipment that's connected to the EMP Shield device. That's a really good deal. They really stand behind their products. Everything's made in the United States, right there in Kansas. And I've lost track of how many units I've bought, but it's been a number of them to make sure the people I care about can make that one most important trip home, after an EMP attack. And when they get there, the home will still be functioning. All right. The big item that I'm concerned with and will be for the foreseeable future, of course, is the alleged vaccinations. Of course, we need to keep in mind they're not vaccinations. They are mRNA gene therapy. They're also medical devices. That's what they, in the industry, that's what they call what they're shooting in people's arms, medical devices. It doesn't sound very good, does it? You have a medical device shot into your bloodstream. I listened to Mike Adams' Friday show, and he's currently estimating that 10% of all the people who get the COVID shot will die. I don't know what the percentage is. That's a lot of Americans, by the way. This is the 29th of March. Well, it'll be April here, Thursday. I would say by the last day of June, which would be the 30th of June, Wednesday the 30th of June, that everybody in the United States who wants one of these COVID shots will have received it. It'll be in the neighborhood of 120 million Americans, maybe 150 million Americans, basically, you know, most of the adults in this country. I see wild estimates as to how many have already received the COVID shot. Initially, we were hearing that more than half of Americans would reject it. What I'm seeing in my neighborhood is a far smaller number. When I have breakfast with the guys on a Saturday morning at the Cherryville store, they talk about the COVID shot, and I would say three quarters of them have already got it or intend to get it with a smile on their face. They don't have a clue what they're doing to themselves. Not a clue. That's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. There's been more than 300% increase in spontaneous abortions, also called miscarriages, among women in the United Kingdom who have received the COVID shot. How tragic is that? I believe it's Pfizer is now doing testing on children. Children don't, you know, children can't die from this. Healthy children under the age of 18 have a greater chance of dying from a lightning strike than they do from COVID. How absurd. Why would we put children at risk from something that they're not at risk from? Why would we do that? Well, many people that I know and care about, people I'm related to by blood and marriage, I know they're going to be dead. I know there's nothing I can do about it. That's simply the way it is. I know that. And you know it also. We did have a listener, and we talked about the listener. He's probably listening. Good morning, sir, if you're listening, who was searching desperately for the COVID shot that was the least dangerous. I mentioned him because I have no doubt that he's not alone. A lot of people looking at this Johnson & Johnson shot as being a safer one. Well, good luck on that. Good luck on that. That's all I can say. Once these people start dropping dead, which would be probably beginning July, August time frame, there'll be a few. It'll ramp up as we go through the months. And as we move forward, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny was estimating the fatalities would begin 4 to 14 months after people got the COVID shot. That's a good a timeline as any I'm aware of. The people more at risk will be the first ones to die, clearly, obviously to me anyway. People who are obese, people who have heart issues, people who have lung issues, they'll be the first ones to die because they're already the most vulnerable. And by taking the COVID shot, they made themselves even more so. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 29th of March. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, the best way. In fact, you know, well, there are other ways, but this is the best way to protect your car, your truck, your generator, your home from the effects of EMP. And of course, in the case of your home and your generator, from lightning as well. Great discount sales going on right now for about the next week and a half, 2 weeks, at my website at thelibertyman.com. There was some discussion recently about the Bill Gates video where he's advocating reducing the world's population by using vaccines. And there's many people who believe that what he meant when he said that is once people realize their children aren't going to die, that they'll have fewer children. However, you knew the heroes, however, coming, didn't you? What Bill Gates has actually done, as opposed to what he said, is a different matter. Three countries in Africa plus India, the Bill Gates-sponsored vaccines were sterilizing women. That's what really happened. And what will continue to happen if Bill Gates is given free rein. If Bill Gates ever sets foot in any of those three countries in Africa or India, he will be arrested the moment his foot touches a tarmac, and he should be arrested for what he's done to these people. So that's the real deal. That's what Bill Gates sponsored vaccines are really doing, as opposed to what they say. Don't look at what they say, look at what they do. Now, at my website at thelibertyman.com, we have dozens of articles by scientists and doctors, videos by scientists and doctors that you can watch, you can read, to study up on, to understand what's going on, why it's going on, how it's going on. All those things regarding both the COVID-19 and the COVID shot. This has changed our society in very bad ways. My two youngest grandchildren, they're freshmen in high school. Well, they would be freshmen in high school if the high school was even open. They're in the ninth grade, but they haven't set foot in the schoolroom for more than a year, since they were in the eighth grade when everything got shut down up there in Metro Seattle area. They're now saying that these youngsters can go back to school, I think in a few weeks, about 6 weeks before the school year ends, by the way. They finally got some of the sports going, the boys in track, the girls in volleyball player, and thank goodness they got something that they can do that they enjoy and socialize with the other students. Now, it's amazing what's taking place here. The power of the media, the absolute power of the media, to manipulate people's thoughts, to manipulate what they think and believe. It is truly amazing. And this is not going away. It's not going to go away. It's going to get worse. They're already talking about new strains of the COVID that are more dangerous than the previous strain. We have a wide spectrum of what's going on in this country in terms of lockdowns and mask wearing. Some states removing all lockdowns and masks, other states clamping down and making it worse. I was talking to a friend of mine about what's going on in Czech Republic. He says, John, to travel from one town in the Czech Republic to another, you need written permission, and they have checkpoints to prevent you from traveling, all COVID-related. Who would have thought that this could get this bad this quickly? But it did. Now, there was a paper I wrote in 2006 titled No Need for Panic. I think we need to look at that. It's here on my website at thelibertyman.com. So I'm going to scroll down here, scroll down, scroll down. It's pretty far down. And there's one sentence that I think is very relevant to what's going on here now. It's a 17-page document. So there's the cover. There's page two. And I'll get this to you after the break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 29th of March. Well, myself and 11 families are listeners to the John Moore Radio Show. We're going to be up in Maine. If you would like to be one of those 11 families at Steve Whitman's camp there at Princeton, Maine, you need to check that out at my website. We'll be up there from the 15th of August to the 21st. I'll be doing my show live from the Maine Lodge there. Great food included, 3 meals a day. Great fishing if you want to participate in the fishing. Beautiful place, very remote, so remote that there's wild bears in the area. How about that? So you might want to check that out. Also, I have my website at thelibertyman.com. You'll find the information about the energy cleaners. I picked up 22 units from Tom last night. I'm getting them packed up this morning. I'll be getting caught up this week on energy cleaners and all the back orders. Hopefully, by the end of the week, we'll be packed up and out the door. We're taking orders, of course, for energy cleaners for people that want to get their life back. If you're tired of the arthritis pain, the joint pain, if you want to get the great night's sleep, like, and sleep like a small child, check out the energy cleaner and the mattress pads that go with it. It's a great combination. And keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Okay, my paper, No Need for Panic, I published in 2006. It's at my website at thelibertyman.com. 17-page document. On page 4, there was a section titled The Significant Humanitarian Event. And I talk about martial law. And in the Patriot community, there's been discussion for decades about the possibility of martial law. And here's what I say. When it comes to declaring martial law and having people go along with it, a really handy scenario would be to have a terrorist-related event giving the pretext for martial law. The reason people respect and go along with orders to protect them from, listen carefully, human threats or disease. I'm going to read that sentence again. People will respect and go along with orders to protect them from human threats or disease. So I wrote that in 2006, saying that that's, when it came to martial law, if disease was a reason for the martial law, that people would go along with it. Now, they're not calling these lockdowns martial law, but I'll tell you, it's just an inch away from it, isn't it? We're not that far away from having checkpoints. In fact, if you go into many buildings, they have what amounts to a checkpoint there, don't they? To check your temperature, don't they? One of my listeners, she sends me a newsletter from the travel industry, which includes airlines, cruises, vacation spots, and so forth, vacation travel. And what we're seeing is the cruise lines are going to be adopting mandatory vaccination proof to get on the cruise, except for children. Children have to take a COVID test on the spot. Airlines are all, there's some airlines, there's more than 100 airlines in the world, by the way, in case you don't know. Some airlines are already requiring proof of a COVID shot before they let you on the airplane. And we're seeing that in other parts of the world where proof of a COVID shot is going to be necessary to go into certain premises or travel or do other things. We're already seeing that. That's not new. That's already happening. It's already happening. They're going to, in this country, they're going to make it uncomfortable for people to not have the COVID shot. So I can see that coming. I can see that coming. That's headed that direction. Will you be able to shop in your local supermarket? Well, that's something that's being discussed, whether you'll be allowed inside the premises of a supermarket. I believe there would be people out front willing to shop on your behalf for a small fee because they got the COVID shot. I think that's probably highly likely. We shall see how fast this thing's going to move. Once it gets to the point where almost all adults that want the shot have taken it, which I think is going to be 90 days or less, the way things are moving, the residual effect of making it tough for us is probably not going to go away. Mike Adams is speculating about what they're going to blame the fatalities on once the people start dropping dead because of the COVID shot. Will they try to blame it on people who didn't take the COVID shot? That's possible. It's pretty bizarre, but anything's possible these days. Blame it on a new form of the virus that the COVID shot didn't protect people from, allegedly protect them from. I don't know what they're going to do. They'll have something. Maybe it'll be several things that they do. Maybe they won't even talk about it at all. That's a possibility. do what you can. For you to convince somebody else not to take the COVID shot, you need to know about the COVID itself and the shot itself before you can make intelligent statements about the dangers, the inherent dangers of the COVID shot. That's where my website comes in. There's a lot of great educational material there to educate you, bring you up to speed on the true nature, the true dangers of the COVID shot. Notice I'm not calling it the COVID vaccine because it's not a vaccine. It's mRNA gene therapy. That's what it is. What they're shooting into people's arms has never been shot into the arms of human beings ever before. This has never happened before. The normal protocols for making sure a vaccine was safe and effective were not followed because of Operation Warp Speed. Oh, this virus that kills 0.23% of the people that get it is so dangerous, we need to bypass all the safety protocols. And that's exactly what they did. No animal testing. You know, there's several steps in this, and one of the earlier steps is animal testing. Now, these vaccine companies have attempted it before to make a similar type of COVID vaccine. There's about 20 different coronaviruses, by the way. All the previous attempts, every one of them ended at the animal trials. Why? Because all the animals died. That's why. That's exactly why. But so now we've got a similar vaccine, COVID shot, with no animal testing. The animal testing is being done on living human beings. No testing on pregnant women. The pregnant women who don't know any better are getting the COVID shot and losing their babies. Now they're even doing testing on children. How insane is that? I've mentioned before how the word insane is tossed around way too casually. But there's times when the word insane has to be used. It has to be used because it is insane. It's absolutely insane. And I know that, I've sometimes reflected on how the powers that be waited until the greatest generation was mostly ineffective or dead, the men and women who lived through World War II. We had, what was it, between 12 and 13 million men and women in uniform in the United States alone, World War II. That's a massive military, absolutely massive. And these men and women, they saw a lot, they did a lot, they were clear thinkers. I can't imagine in 1968, when these men and women were still in their prime of life, in their early to mid-50s, that there would have been any proposals to have women in combat. Anybody who would suggest such a thing publicly would have been criticized and humiliated publicly for even suggesting such a thing, that women intentionally be put in combat. No, that was not going to happen because, you know, we had the World War II generation was still running things very well, quite frankly, for the most part. I don't know if my father was a World War II veteran. He served in the South Pacific, and he was there for, I think, about 3 years. He thought it was never going to end. Most of my peers had a father that was in World War II. That was just the way it was for us baby boomers. It was the exception to not have had a father in World War II. That was the oddity. That was the exception. So the powers that be had to wait until the greatest generation was no longer effective and it died off before they start implementing these crazy, insane policies. Having women fly, pregnant women, bad enough to have women in combat in these circumstances, but pregnant women in hand-to-hand combat, pregnant women flying combat aircraft. And, of course, we're buying combat aircraft you can't fly in the rain, the F-35. Last time I checked, it's pretty difficult to have a thunderstorm without rain. It's not the rain that hurts the airplanes, it's the lightning. All the combat aircraft we had in World War II, you could fly in lightning quite well. Thank you very much. World War II, Korea, same thing. Vietnam, same thing. Yep. You could fly all the combat aircraft in thunderstorms then, couldn't you? Well, here we are in 2021. We have an incompetent president. I saw that briefing. It was quite embarrassing to have the President of the United States unable to conduct a normal press briefing. Everything was scripted. They had rehearsed that press briefing very well. That was not the first time it happened. That was the second or third time that it happened. This was I would say it was probably rehearsed at least twice before they did it live. Joe Biden had carefully scripted and prepared notes. Somebody got a photograph of him, by the way. I didn't see it, but somebody did get, like one of the, I guess a journalist, did get a photograph of the notes. So they practiced this a day before, maybe 2 days before. Maybe it's something that's important. It was probably practiced at least twice so that the incompetent president of the United States could make it look like he was competent. To anybody who knows how a press conference is normally run, they had to be very disappointed, very ashamed for our country, to have our country be made a fool of in front of the whole planet, that we got a mentally incompetent individual as president of the United States. But that's where we are. That's exactly where we are. I know I talk to men who go to these, military, active duty military people go to these international conferences for NATO and so forth, and how they try to hold their head up high, despite being made fun of for putting women in combat. No country does that. Israel did it as an act of desperation back in 1947. They were about to be smashed by several million screaming Muslims. Russia did it in World War II, also as an act of desperation. How many people did Russia lose in World War II? Millions. Millions and millions. They call it the Great Patriotic War. That's the only time that civilized nations consciously, intentionally, put their women in combat, is when it's an act of desperation and they've got no choice. That's the only time it's done. We protect our women. That was the way it always was. It's apparently, obviously, not that way anymore. We protect our women from harm. We protect pregnant women from harm and their babies. That's the way it's always been, and it's not anymore. When I was active duty from 67 to 70, got out, went back into reserves in 79. It was a different army. There were women in my old outfit. I was in Vietnam with the 10th Psychological Operations Battalion. And there were women in there, and it was they were doing the best they could. And it was okay. The likelihood of going to war with these women was pretty minimal. Although that my outfit did go to war after I left the Gulf War, I called up the guys, and I still had quite a few friends down there, and I said, "Do you need my help?" And my buddy, he says, "John, it's going to be a chemical battlefield. You want nothing to do with this war." I said, "Thank you very much," and of course, I didn't volunteer. I would have, though, if they'd asked me. Now, that's just, the camaraderie and the esprit de corps doesn't go away. At least for me, anyway. I wasn't going to leave my buddies hanging. If they had needed me, I was going to go. Pretty much every American who was in the Gulf War is now either really sick or dead. Almost all of them. Because of what they were exposed to over there, the combination of the vaccines, the exposure to very toxic chemicals. I occasionally bump into some of these guys, and they have to go take a blood test once a month to see if they're still healthy. What we did to those men and women is just absolutely criminal. Many of them had children with some of the most horrible birth defects because of their exposure to the chemicals over there and the vaccinations that they took. We have a lot ahead of us here in this republic of ours. I want to keep advocating people get active locally at the county level. That's where the political power in this country comes from, is the 3,300 plus counties. Once we get rid of the Dominion voting machines and the mail-in ballots, we do have a chance. Call number 512-248-8222.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us, therefore, brace ourselves to our duties, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. T.R. Moore here on Monday, the 29th of March. I've used the term uncharted waters a number of times the last few months. The sailors have navigation charts that show them where the dirt stops and the water begins, how deep the water is, where there's underwater obstructions. And if they're in areas that where they don't have charts, that's called uncharted waters. Maybe there never were any charts made. That's certainly possible. But it's a it means dangerous. Dangerous new areas where you don't know where the dangers are. And that's where we are right now. In our country, in our culture, our society, our whole planet, by the way. Most of the civilized world is experiencing the same bizarre, freakish effects of the make-believe panic. There is no pandemic, the make-believe pandemic. They've made it real. If people believe it's real, then it's real, isn't it? Right, of course. Do what you got to do. My advice remains to be part of a hobby farm somewhere, someplace, preferably a good distance from a major city, at a good altitude. There's other things we need to be concerned about besides just the make-believe pandemic. What's a hobby farm? A place where the fruits, vegetables, meat, dairy products are meant for consumption on the premises and not meant to be sold as a business. Obviously, if you got extra tomatoes, you sell them at the local farmer's market. But no, that's what a hobby farm is. It's not easy. And I wouldn't begin to say it was easy. No, it's difficult. Of course it's difficult. And you need to do what's best for you and your family. That's what needs to be done. And hopefully you'll be on that and get it done soon. How soon will things get critical? That's a question that comes up all the time. John, when's it going to happen? Well, it's in the process of happening right now. If you listen to my friend Jeff Nyquist on Wednesdays, he'll be on with us tomorrow morning also. We're already fighting World War III. That's already taking place. It's called asymmetrical warfare. And modern warfare does not only involve tanks, planes, and guns. It involves economic warfare. And I firmly believe at this point, biological warfare. It does. And we're in the middle of it right now. It may not be all that obvious to most people, but we are. We're in the middle of it right now. The top of the hour break coming up here momentarily, and we'll have Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, and we'll talk about firearms-related matters. It'll be a lot of fun. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
This is RBN, the The Republic Broadcasting Network.